You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311. You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast.
So much to talk about in the world of Diddy and his associates. This one, we're going to talk about Usher, who has come forward to explain the mysterious disappearance of his social media history on X, formerly Twitter, just the other day. Everybody was freaking out, going, oh my gosh, is this something to do with Diddy? It's caused a flurry of speculation, given his long-standing relationship with Diddy, who's facing serious criminal charges. Last week, fans noticed that Usher's entire X account was wiped clean, raising eyebrows as Combs was arrested on charges of racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, and other crimes. The move led many to believe Usher was distancing himself from his former mentor. However, Usher took to X later in the day to clear the air, tweeting, "Account got hacked, and damn y'all ran with it." He assured his fans that his sudden purge was not a conscious decision to erase his past, but rather the result of a hack. He added a lighthearted note about his ongoing past, present, and future tour, encouraging fans to see him at the Intuit Dome in Los Angeles.
Do you believe that? I don't know.
We're gonna answer that question right now. Because if all of his previous posts are back because of a hack, which they should be able to restore them at X. This is the official one right here. Then I believe it. But if they're not there, then no, I don't necessarily believe it. It looks like previous posts have been restored. Going back to... Well, I mean, I guess... I don't know. I don't know what's on Usher's page involving Diddy. I would imagine that anyone, including his team, I'm sure would be wiping that shit. By now.
I would hope so. They've had enough time.
Yeah. Probably not a good idea. But I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know that Usher was all that involved in the world of Diddy as an adult. I mean, he's had some pretty harsh things to say about him over the years. In a 2016 interview in Stern, he opened up about his time living with Diddy as a teenager, admitting he saw very curious things during his stay at the rapper's mansion. Usher recalled, "It was pretty wild. It was crazy. There were very curious things taking place, and I didn't necessarily understand it." Usher didn't elaborate on the specifics of what he actually witnessed, and that interview is out there now on YouTube or wherever you can find it. But that's the story he's sticking with. He, as far as I know, hasn't commented on anything with Diddy yet. Usher's Instagram remains untouched. So, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell. I mean, my other thought would be, was it wiped clear because they did a big wiping of other things and then it, comes back and those other pages or their previous posts are gone. But I think you could just delete those.
How big is this net? Are we going to find out that, like, I don't know, the Carpenters from the 70s are going to get swept up in? I mean, I just feel like it's going to go into the grave now, too.
People that are dead?
Yeah. I mean, just, it's a huge net. It's going to sweep up actors and more musicians and financial people and people who sold yachts and people who sell helicopters. And, oh, my God, just... You name it.
Mm-hmm.
firearms dealers, drug dealers, medical reps. I mean, who knows? Surgeons. I don't know. Plastic surgeons. I don't have any information, but I think it's going to hit so many facets of everyday life.
Yeah. The chickens at Chick-fil-A. Also, yeah, we're going to find out might. They were actually used. So you got to, you know, if you were eating it at one of those restaurants during that time period near one of Diddy's homes, you might want to get tested. Yeah. But no, I'm completely making that up. But no, I mean, it's, yeah, it goes far and wide. Without a doubt, it does.
I just, you know, the thing is, the music industry is so fickle, and you and I were very close to the music industry. We weren't like this, but being in radio, when a record rep would come to town, mm-hmm. it was like a door to a portal open. Didn't it feel that way?
Oh, it was, because we made shit money in radio. So the idea of going to a nice restaurant to eat out was like pretty rare. But yep. then the record rep shows up and they want you to play the records. So they take you out and they wine and dine you, and you can pick whatever restaurant you want to go to. I was fucking...
you were an exploiter, dude.
I exploited the shit out of that once.
But, you know, you were like 18, 19, 20, 21. I mean, yeah. You were young. You were broke.
I was 18. Duh. Yeah. I was 17 or 18, I think. And I was 18. Right. I was 18 when this one took place.
Well, I was trying to make you of legal age. You just outed yourself.
Oh, no.
I knew what age you were.
Oh, yeah.
I remembered.
No, I was 18 when I was there in Wausau. I was.
Not for the champagne, you weren't. But anywho.
Oh, no. I mean, I wasn't of legal drinking age at the time. No, but I was 18.
But you were of legal partying age.
Oh, yes. So, and actually, this took place in Minneapolis. So it was a Columbia Records lunch where they're taking out every, you know, a bunch of radio people and then try to promote some act. And, I did not know, this is all new territory to me, but I had every boss I had leading up to this were like, order anything you want, do whatever. And like,
yes,
this is how it was. I was taught. I mean, if I didn't know any better, I'd be like, oh, I'll have, you know, the Caesar salad and a Diet Coke. But no, I was taught, no, you can get whatever you want. So
get stuff for the rest of the week to take home too.
So we're at Goodfellas in Minneapolis, and I order like a bottle of Dom.
Good Lord.
And then I order some red wine that I had no idea what the hell it was. I just went with the price tag, and it was like $300-$400. And then I got a bottle of another bottle of champagne, Krug 89, which was another very expensive bottle. And I took that one to the room.
Oh my God. But that's the kind of shit we did. I'm not kidding. When I say they open a portal, they come in, they hand you all the free music you've ever wanted in your life. Because back then you actually had to physically go buy music somewhere.
Yeah.
Like you in a disc or not so much vinyl, but you know, if you wanted music, you had to physically go to a destination called a music store or like Target or Walmart and buy it there.
Yep.
These guys, most often guys, would show up with like a bag of music and hand it to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you got shitty artists, you got, you know, number one.
Yeah. Everything they're trying to promote everything. On whatever label. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
and they just, it was like a goodie bag.
Yeah.
And then they took you out to dinner and you got anything you want. If you wanted to go to a nightclub afterwards, you could do that. You could party until 4 in the morning if you wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of that went on too.
Yeah. And, you know, they've cracked down on that a bunch, just like with drug reps. You know, they don't walk into the doctor's office with golf clubs for everybody anymore. That's not a thing.
It was a different place in time.
It was very different. But boy, we took advantage of it because we were fucking broke, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, here comes Santa Claus, basically.
Yeah. I mean, it was all forms of bribing, essentially. It's like, oh, yeah. Well, you know, then at the end of the day, it's an ask of, will you play the song? And, you know, and that's, Yeah, that's how it worked. I mean, and there, I mean, and that was just kind of the more fun surface part of it, a bit before my time, or probably not before my time. I just never dealt with it. But there's people getting paydays as well, like cash or gift cards or things like that, for adding the songs as well. And they would call it a promotion.
Yeah, that's called payola.
Well, yeah, then they went to gift cards and they found their loophole. And it's a promotion to give away on the air. And that's essentially how they would work all that stuff. It's promotion. And
yeah. Wink.
Wink, wink. Yeah. But now, like, the local radio doesn't make any local decisions anyhow anymore. So there's not a lot of record reps anymore that are out doing this sort of thing anymore. Because it's a different place and time.
But totally is. That's just a tiny glimpse into the music industry. Now imagine that on a grand scale, dealing with somebody who has millions of dollars, mm-hmm. and all they have to do is call somebody and they get anything they want.
Yep.
You know, we're not talking about a bottle of Dom. We're talking about cases and mm-hmm. cases and cases. That's just the way it is. That's the way the music industry is. And now they've gotten a wake up call that, you know what? Society says the shit that you can do behind the scenes is not okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't traffic human beings for your own enjoyment, if that's what that is.
You had to believe that somebody high up knew that this shit was going on.
Of course they did.
Why did they do something?
Because it was just looked at as like, well, it's what it's like.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah, I mean, it's very much a boys club, you know, and old, you know, it's like, this is how they're going to do it. This is how we've always done it. You know, we just, you know, nobody really, you know, as far as the depths of his depravity, I don't know that anybody knew quite how dark he is, but I think you could certainly assume that he was trafficking people. Now, were they being looked at as like, is he just buying a lot of escorts and, you know, sex workers? Not that that's legal or anything, but is it that? Or is he like literally like holding them captive and transferring them over state lines?
I don't see either as being acceptable. I mean, the guy.
You know,
if we've worked with people who've had like sex addiction issues, that's not okay.
Yeah.
It's not okay to traffic. It's not okay to kidnap. I mean, you just cross such a line, you know?
Yeah. I just think that all of it was in front of us. And I think it's a societal shift that, you know, fuck, half their music's about it. The big pimping and everything. It's like, fucking A. I mean, it's right there. It is right fucking there. And they're like, oh, I didn't think they were doing that. I thought it was just a fun little song.
he just thought it up one night. Yeah,
think again.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.